Yesterday, we discussed why tefillah is the unique mitzvah of Ikvas Ad HaMashiach, and we discussed also that tefillah is a concept in which one can grow. We spoke about the Bayit HaGadol, that a person can grow in Torah and grow in tefillah. And growing in tefillah means parallel to Torah, just as we have a concept of a derech halimud in Torah, we should try and establish a derech halimud in tefillah. I just spoke about it yesterday, and we ended off that in any situation where you want to learn an art, you always have to have a goal in mind. What do you want to get to? What is the tefillah that we want to establish? And we defined tefillah shehu margish she'omed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a sense of communicating lifnei Hashem, lahargish kurvato, that a person should feel a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shem etziyuto v'kirvato yitbarach, he metziyut mamashit, lo pachot mikol metziyut pshuta hamukeret lanu. And that when we speak about feelings that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, we're not talking about in some conceptual framework, but in a real framework, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really in front of us, not as a sense of mind over matter brainwashing, but simply being able to sort of see a bit beyond that which we normally would view as reality. If I can put in a personal note, when I was in high school, we're going back to the 60s, the 1960s, maybe into the 1860s. When I was in high school, so the Russians put a Sputnik into the sky. It's very hard to describe what it meant at the time to walk on the streets of the Bronx and see this star go across the ocean and realize that's a Russian Sputnik going across over your head. And then they had their first manned capsule, and there was an individual, a Russian named Yuri Gagarin, who was the first cosmonaut in space. And when he came back, he had a press conference, and he declared that there is no God, because there was a window in his space capsule, and he looked out, and there was no crown, and there was no throne, and he didn't see God. He was a Bishlam, he didn't see God. Okay, you could smile, but the Russians at that time were saying, we are the superpower, and we are imposing our system of a worldview on the world. And so, of course, the United States got all upset and frightened, etc., and they began their space program. And at one point, they had a capsule headed towards the moon with three American astronauts in it. And I was already in college at the point. And they announced that they took with them, as Americans do, a color TV camera into their space capsule, and they're going to show for the first time what the Earth looks like from outer space. So on that day, classes were canceled in college, that we'd be able to find a color console, which wasn't that easy. But in the Bronx, they had a TV store, and the TV store put a color TV into the front window, so we were able to sort of stand in various lines and watch. And first they showed the moon from their perspective, but the moon is the moon. Anyone who's seen the moon, you sit a little closer up, it still looks like the moon. But then they turned around the capsule and they showed the Earth, and it was very, very beautiful. It was really very, very striking. You know, these are pictures that you see now every day on the cover of a Newsweek or something, but at that time it was very, very striking, the first time in human history that we had seen the Earth in that perspective. And then all of a sudden, the three astronauts began reciting together in English, Hashamayim Mesaprim Kavod Kel, Maase Yadav Magid HaRakia, Yom Yodil Yibya Omer. They began saying Tehillim. And the thought that went through my mind at the time was, here, when I was in Yuri Gagarin, and they were in the same Be'erech position. They were both looking from a perspective that a human being had never been. And one says that there is no God, and the other is saying, Hashemayim Mesaprim Kvod Kel. Now, someone is right or someone is wrong. In other words, it's a mitzius. But the point is, I don't think this was a show. I may be very, very naive. But I really don't think it was a show. I think they really felt that they were seeing something godly, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them an ability to see Him working in the universe. And that's during tefillah, one should have that sense of Hashemayim suffering kvod keil. In other words, the same way that that they felt goosebumps and that they wanted to express themselves verbally to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving them this opportunity of actually pulling aside the curtains and being able to sense HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what a person should feel when he gets up to daven. The Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Yud Tes, where he deals with Midas HaChasidus, points out that actually when a person davens, he should have a triple perspective in mind. There should be a triad of things that he should be thinking about. Firstly, as we pointed out, Shu Omid Mamash Lifnei HaBore Yitbarach, that he's having a conversation, a monologue, or hopefully a dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that should be a reality. And secondly, he points out, V'achar yikvaze b'da'ato tzarech l'hitbonen al ramamuto yitbarach. He shouldn't view it that he and God are like, you know, tatazisa. He should view it that he is here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. He should have some sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's awesome existence, asher hu meromam v'nisgav hakol bracha v'tehila, that even though he's communicating, but there's no way that he could express himself verbally, maybe with a shofar, it'd be a little easier, but not verbally in terms of trying to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al kol minei shleimut shetucha machshavteinu ledamotu lehavim. So, A, I am communicating, but B, there is this tremendous, tremendous gap between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we call Yira. It's not just that I'm here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, but I'm here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Namely, to also to be able to recognize one's own humanity, one's own finiteness, l'fi chomriyuto v'gasuto, simply in terms of the innate finiteness of man as being a part of the material world, at least a good part of him, and what we've done with ourselves, what we've done Nebuch with our souls, that should all be part of standing Shmona Esrei. There's a sefer of Biurei HaTefillah, I forget the name of it, but it divides Shmona, I mean, it goes like line by line, like a linear he'ara on Shmona Esrei. So it says that these three aspects are really that which Chazal included in the introduction to the 18 brachos. Hashem, Sfatai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tehilasecha, that the Hashem is this concept of Omeid Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I address someone, it means that he exists, that he's real. And then we say, Sfatai Tiftach, namely, I'm so far down, I need your help, just open my mouth. In other words, who am I to begin to daven? And then, and once I begin to daven, Ufi Yagid Tehilasecha, look where you are, and how am I going to be able even to begin to express the shvachim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in that short sentence, Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagid Tehilasecha, one has a sense of the framework of tefillah. Again, the content is the content, but the encounter is that which we are searching for in terms of defining tefillah, the perspective and the sense of reality that one can put himself into. The reality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though he is unseen, and the reality of ourselves, even though we can be seen, but generally we don't put a mirror to ourselves. So one really becomes the most connected to reality during tefillah. That's the, you know, it's that where one feels one's humanity, one feels God's godliness, and one realizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the ability of an encounter between those two poles. Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, Ufi Yagid Tehilasecha. How does all of this come about? By practice. A person has to work on it. I'm about to say Shmona Esrei. I want to get, you know, I want to be able to feel these feelings. And then it'll turn like a Pavlovian dog. The moment you take three steps forwards, automatically that this will be the encounter that one is building. But it's not something that can come about naturally. For an adult, maybe for a child, but for an adult, we've built so many blocks and put so many curtains between ourselves and reality that it requires a bit of time and practice. Okay, next topic we're going to deal with is simply Bekiyus and Hilchos Tefillah, that sometimes, without knowing how Chazal viewed various parts of Tefillah, we can miss the boat very, very very, in a very real sense. Okay, we'll start with that next Sunday.